Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Reports this year from Chile described a woman who, at 91 years old, found out she had a calcified fetus within her body after going into the hospital for an isolated surgery. The woman, Esta Melendez, from La Boca, Chile, discovered this strange entity while in a hospital for treatment after falling over. The doctors told her that she had a tumor and they needed to operate. A second x-ray revealed that the mass was not a tumor. It was a calcified fetus. Calcified fetuses occur when a pregnancy happens outside the womb. While this fetus had settled in her uterus, calcified fetuses are often found within the mother's abdomen. Usually ending up in a miscarriage, the fetus can also be reabsorbed back into the mother's body if small enough or surgically removed if too big. For over 50 years, Melendez lived with this 4-pound stone within her body. Remarkably, she experiences very little pain and has had no serious health issues because of the stone baby. In fact, the layer of calcification formed around the fetus protects the mother from its dead tissue, preventing it from becoming a source of infection. Doctors chose not to remove the calcified fetus due to Melendez's age. And because the 4.4-pound stone matter had formed inside Melendez's uterus, she was unfortunately never able to give birth to living children. Do you have an interesting story or news tip that you think our listeners would be interested in hearing? Visit darkmatternews.com and let us know.
Hi, I'm Janiel Schulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made 2 movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
A castle mysteriously crumbles in Scotland. Did ghosts cause this castle to collapse? Called Scotland's most haunted site, paranormal experts are blaming spirits who were angry that it was about to be turned into apartments. Historic Birkwood Castle in Lanarkshire was formerly used as a psychiatric hospital and is considered among paranormal circles to be one of the UK's most haunted places. The dilapidated buildings on the 86-acre estate, which dates back to 1860, are currently being renovated as part of a multi-million-dollar project to convert it into a boutique hotel and luxury housing. But the plans have been thrown into jeopardy after parts of the building fell down, collapsing with such force that nearby residents reported hearing an explosion. Local paranormal experts have now suggested that the partial collapse of the Gothic mansion is linked to the reported ghost activity on site. One local resident believes the ghosts might have forced the wall to fall because they were being evicted from their home. According to local folklore, the imposing property is home to the ghosts of the former patients who were treated at the hospital. A number of people have reported supernatural occurrences at that castle, including the sighting of a cigar-smoking spook and the spirit of a man stabbed through the throat. There are also rumors of strange smells, lights turning themselves off, and the sound of mysterious footsteps tramping up and down the empty corridors. Among the paranormal inhabitants, a boy called Michael is believed to stalk the grand spiral staircase, where he fell and died. A young girl's voice has been reported crying and singing within empty rooms in other parts of the castle. And it has been claimed that the figure of a doctor, who suffered a heart attack and died while working at the hospital, has been seen at the huge sash windows. In 2013, Ghost Hunters Glasgow Paranormal Investigations filmed an episode of their series, Haunted Planet TV, there, and said it was one of the most active locations in which they had filmed. The castle closed as a hospital in 2002, but plans were announced last year to bring it back to life as part of a $50 million project by property tycoons Chris Naylor and Joe Lloyd. The developers want to regenerate the estate with the castle as a focal point. They hope to finish the work, which would include a luxury hotel and apartments, by April 2016. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.